Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, I'm inside a special event space in Midtown. It is called Work and Leisure. With me are Raven Weinrich and Jordan Renaud. To thank you for having me down to this gorgeous place.
Thank you for coming down with and seeing it.
And let's not forget Khaleesi, the dog, who is with us as well.
Head of HR.
That's head of HR. Okay, so tell me about the background of this place. How did it get started?
So we actually were, two partners and I were teaming up. We wanted to do something. We wanted to do another event space or whatever. We worked at a bar in the Central West End called Brennan's. Since 2009 to about 2018, I partnered up with Kevin Brennan, who owns that spot, and also Tim O'Connor, who is a property manager but also has a construction company. We came down to Midtown and we were like, what is the ugliest building you have? Because we want a blank surface to kind of create something new, a blank canvas to be able to do so. So we were fortunate enough to be able to find this 5,000 square foot warehouse that was built back in the early 1900s. And we were like, this is going to make a really, really cool event space. We started off as a co-working space during the day and then had a coffee aspect of the cafe. And then after COVID, we had to pivot our business a little bit. And now we are strictly doing larger daytime meetings and then larger events at night as well.
So hence the name Work and Leisure. So it's both. Right. It combines a workspace for workers and also at night having fun.
Exactly. Yeah. The best of both worlds, right?
Well, tell me about your backgrounds a little bit. Start with you, Raven.
I have been in the bar industry since I was about 8 years old. I used to follow my mom around.
Eight? Isn't that a little young? Be in the bar.
My mom was the manager of a bar, and you know, it was the 80s, so I would come along with her. So I started then, and then when I was old enough, I've been bartending ever since. So here we are almost 20 years later.
I heard through the grapevine that you're a very good mixologist.
I do my best.
Just being honest.
I really just wanted to bring an element of fresh local ingredients instead of Midori sours and just a regular schmegular old fashioned. I wanted everything to have a little peak to it. So I make all of our own simple syrups and flavors in-house, and we try to keep it as local and organic as possible.
No one wants a schmegular drink, I tell
no,
you that.
Nobody wants a schmegular drink.
Jordan, tell me a little bit about your background.
So I've been in the bar and restaurant industry all through high school and college. So I started off when I was 16, moved to St. Louis in 2009, and started working in the bar industry and the scene up here in St. Louis. And I've tried to veer away a couple times, and it keeps pulling me back. I love the people. I love the service. It's enjoyable. You know, it's some people like, oh, man, they sit behind it. They just have a different work day to them. Excuse me. I really look forward to being able to go to work each day because I get to interact with so many great people and do just different cool things. So the industry has kind of kept me here because of the cool people that I've been able to meet and the creative freedom that it brings as well.
And Khaleesi, your background in HR?
Everybody
All right, before we get to the cool stuff that's coming up, the pop-ups.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about a day-to-day process in terms of people wanting to use this space. What are the logistics of that?
Yeah, so it really depends on the week and the time of year. We obviously have a much busier time throughout the holidays, through the spring and the wedding season for the fall and spring, excuse me, so May and October, very busy as long as December. We do also get people that are just inquiring, like, hey, we do need a meeting space for 25 people, or what do you guys have going on this week? Is there any, you know, local networking happy hours or things like that? So it really varies each week, which, once again, is kind of the fun of it, because it's not the same monotony that we're doing. It's always something different. We love to work with nonprofits, so we're getting reached out. We're reaching out to some of them, but some of them are also reaching out to us, like, hey, we have this fundraiser idea. We want to do a silent auction, and they have – so it's all these different ideas. It's really fun to work with them to be able to bring their ideas to life, but then also do some good for the community.
What are some of the cool things that people have done here?
Oh, man, we've done so many cool things. Before getting into our big winter pop-up, some of the other things that we have done that we have really, really liked. I love acts of service. once again, being in the service industry, but the charity stuff has really always spoke to me the most. To see the impact for some of the food drives, the school drives we've done. We've done an adult spelling bee last year, and that was so much fun because everybody was bringing school supplies. There's notebooks and pens and paper, and it's going to St. Louis Public Schools right here. So it's impacting our community right there. I love that stuff. It makes me feel good that we have a platform that we can do some good with and like help out people in need. So that some of those are really the fun ones, I would say. Another one that we've done a League of Legends big party for the big gamers out there. They know about that. And the crowd was really, really energetic, really, really happy, really, really fun. But it was just something different before. I'm not a gamer myself, but just to be able to see the joy in those people's eyes, be able to hang out and meet some of their celebrities, you know, that they meet, that they get to watch on Twitch or wherever. They watch the streaming services for video games. That was a really neat thing because it was just different. I haven't hosted anything like that before.
Now, in December, this place turns into an avalanche, is that right?
Kind of. It's actually a ski lodge themed pop-up. We don't dislike Christmas, but out of 16 Christmas time pop-ups, we are the only one that isn't Christmas themed. So it feels a little more inclusive for everybody of all walks. So who doesn't want to go to a luxury ski lodge where it's nice and warm? The bottom floor resembles the outside on the mountains. We have lots of games, lots of photo opportunities, and then upstairs is the actual lodge, which is also our VIP area as well.
So do people come in here in ski jackets and get into the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. We've had a few people bring skis and leave them here. They wanted to donate their skis to the cause. Everyone comes in goggles and hats and big gloves. And touching on what Jordan was talking about with charity, this year is going to be a lot more fun because when people come in, they can get a discount on their tickets if they donate to the diaper and food bank. Every public event we have, whether it's ticketed or not, we try to incorporate the charitable aspect to it. Or we not try, we do. Yeah.
But
come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The pop-up lodge has an avalanche theme,
yes,
from what I read. And then there was kind of this idea of the staff keeping people safe from the avalanche. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so the avalanche actually comes at the end of the night. So we have, I don't want to give away any.
Don't spoil it.
But it is a recreated of sorts avalanche at the end of the night. The bartenders and staff will run around and scream, "Avalanche, take cover." You might get some things thrown at you. but it's a really good time. It's all super interactive and immersive, and the staff is all part of that, almost actors at this point.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
So let's talk about the drinks you have in mind for this. You have any creations in your head already for this event?
I do, actually. Part of my family is Puerto Rican, so I make a traditional Puerto Rican coquito, which resembles an eggnog, but there is no egg. It's not dairy-free, but it is delicious. So that's the most popular. And then I do a it's kind of summery, but it's green, and then we will put a Christmas tree on top. But it's a cucumber margarita, and it's very popular. It's made with a black pepper and honey syrup. It's super delicious.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
And what's the process for people to participate in this? Is it you have to get reservations? You have to have a group? How does it work?
Yeah, it's all ticketed through Eventbrite. You can find the link at our website, workandleisurestl.com. There are some ticket options on the opening night where you can get discounts for bringing in donations for the diaper bank and the food bank. And throughout the season, there will be some nights where you get that opportunity as well. But it's all through Eventbrite. It's fairly easy.
Okay, and that's the whole month of December?
The whole month of December. December 3rd until New Year's Eve, where we have our big New Year's Eve party, which this year will be a pajama party theme. Yes, with a giant brunch buffet. Midnight brunch, I guess.
What else?
Oh, sorry,
We're teaming up with Liz Schuster for the New Year's Eve thing for the brunch. So we're going to do, a breakfast, basically brunch breakfast at midnight. And we're excited to team up with her. She does a lot of different things with Tenacious Eats around town, incorporating movies and dishes together. So we were really, really excited to be able to partner up with her and to execute this idea because it's just going to be so much fun.
I don't really know much about Tenacious Eats. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. Actually, Raven has experienced more the Tenacious Eats than I have, so I will let her explain that experience.
Yeah, but Jordan was at the very first one at the Scottish Arms, we just realized the other day. Tenacious Eats, Liz is amazing. So she'll take a movie. She will pair six courses to the movie. Some of the dishes are literal. Some of them are just kind of based on what the movie is about. And they take breaks, and there's a lot of games and interaction with it. And it's a lot of fun. So we've been working with her quite a bit lately on a few things. And this one, we're really excited because we're going to, even though it's a lodge theme, the pajama party, we have a lot of really cool ideas for this one. So I'm really excited for that.
Do you know what the movie is going to be?
We won't have a movie this night, but we are doing Gremlins November 6th, 15th and 16th.
Okay.
With her. Yes. And we do have some tickets left for the 15th if you want to come.
All right. All right. That sounds good. So Gremlins. What would the food be for that, do you think?
We have some miso chicken wings. she's doing a scotch egg. It's a lot of things that you see in the movie throughout the night. You might have some popcorn thrown at you.
I feel if I come here, something's going to be thrown at me.
Yeah.
Good times going to be thrown at you.
Yeah, yeah. No, what a cool idea, basing the food off a movie.
It's amazing. Yeah, a lot of people try to copy her, but she's got this whole enterprise patents, so that's really neat. So what she does is very, very neat, and like nobody else can copy her.
So that sounds fun. And just looking around this place, I do not want to leave out the fact that you have a bocce ball court right in the middle of the room here and a shuffleboard table. Shuffleboard is my jam, so I study shuffleboard tables. I know the warpness, the length. I just love shuffleboard. So every time I walk into a place and it has a shuffleboard table, I'm like,
yes.
Two thumbs up. Let's play on it and see what it's like. So you have like recreational things people can do in here. Tell me a little bit about the neighborhood. It feels like Midtown. I've only lived in St. Louis for 5 years, but I feel like Midtown has evolved quite a bit during the time I've been here.
A lot. Yeah, I would say 10 years ago, it was just all empty buildings. You drive down here on accident. Like, why don't they do something with this area? There's not a lot of housing right here, so there's not a lot of walking. So bringing all these businesses in has been really great for that.
And there's a whiskey bar on the corner.
Yeah, there are, we're starting to see more and more restaurants popping up. Like you said, the Small Batches on the corner. Fountain of Locusts has been here for a long time. Kind of been a staple in the neighborhood for, I know, well over a decade or so. But there's more residential coming as well, which is really helping out with the neighborhood. You know, the three R's they say that build the neighborhood, right? Residential, retail, and restaurants. All those are happening around here. We're seeing that. There's definitely been a big increase in people walking through the neighborhood ever since the soccer stadium was built just about 7 blocks away from here, which is really great to see that. It's kind of merging a little bit of the Grand Center by the Fox Theater and downtown and all, you know, and SLU and Harris Stowe is all kind of coming together a little bit more. So I definitely think it's on the upswing, which is great because these buildings are down here are beautiful. They're all over 100 years old. A lot of them used to be all old automotive showrooms. We used to be the old Franklin Automotive Showroom back in the early 1920s. From what we've been told through the Historical Society, which is really kind of neat to think about that and just see the transformation that's happened throughout the years. They used to paint old billboards in here, and it was an old ophthalmology repair company. Now it's an event space, so it's a...
it is called Work and Leisure. It's in the Midtown neighborhood. And Jordan, thanks so much. Raven, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys having me here. I'm going to take a few pictures and share them with people. So thanks again.
Yeah, please come back anytime.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.